Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Utsrichim Ladas Lekol Hanal Hagdoma Achas Hayadua Lemevinim Bekisvi Harizal Ubechidushe Admorzal. In order to understand everything we've said in this chapter, you need to know one introduction that's known to all those that study the writings of the Arizal and to those that study the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal. Shebechol Oilam Ubechol Dargo Ubechol Odom Yesh Kol Bechinas Hishtalshelus Kol Hoilamos. That within each world and within each level and within each individual person is found a replica, in a sense, of what took place when Hashem first created the world. In other words, when we talk about creation, and we say that there were these different worlds, and there was a, first Hashem had to create a Chola Aponi, a vacant space, then there was a Shvira Sakelim, etc. That didn't only take place once on a global level, but rather that concept is reflected within each one of the individual worlds, and it's reflected also within each and every individual Jew. Each Jew has this concept of creation taking place inside of him, and a Cholol Aponoi, and a Shviras HaKelim, and all the different pieces. And I mentioned to you earlier that there is a chapter in Likutei Moharan, Torah Mem Tes, chapter 49 in the first half, where Rabbeinu Zal gives an example of showing how in a Jew's heart is taking place this process, this procedure. Valkein, and therefore, Zois HaBechina Shel HaTzimtzum Shel HaCholol Aponoi, this concept of the constriction of the Cholol Aponoi, who bechol oilam, takes place in every world, ubechol odom, within every person, ubechol darga, and on every single level. Shekoidem sheyoyred oyer hadas, shehu hachius, me oilam loilam, so that before Sechel comes down from one world to the world below it, Sechel, which is the life force, the energy of all the worlds, who bebechinas ein soif. In its original state, it's just infinite light. Utsrichin loze bechinas tzimtzum shel cholol aponui. And in order to receive, in order for that light to be able to be constructive, there first has to be a tzimtzum. It has to be a constriction. Kimoi shehoyo betchilas habriya, as is what took place when Hashem first created the world. V'achakach nimshach ho'oyer bederech kav. And then when the light is sent down, it doesn't come by the gallon, it comes like a laser beam, a thin ray of light. Kaviachol, as if we could say, ki kol odom bechol dargo kolul mikol hoilamois. Because each and every person, no matter what level they're on, that person represents a composite of all the worlds. Umashiyesh bechlal, yesh beprat. And that which is found in the sum total of creation is found within each and every individual human being. This is an introduction to the writings of the Arizal, and this is an introduction to the whole Chochmas HaKabbalah, this awareness of the big picture and the little picture, and how whatever's reflected in the big picture is reflected within each and every single organism. With this introduction, you'll be able to understand the chapter on Likutei Moharan that this is based on, that chapter 64, a little bit. And you'll be able to understand everything that we explained here from beginning to end. And through this, you can understand a little bit from the distance. As there are many, many warnings given in the beginning of the writings of the Arizal, and in the section of the Zohar HaKadosh that deals with Kabbalah, there's a major warnings given in there. She'yefsher lohovin boze klal ki'im mi shemevatel sichloi. That the only ones who can understand properly and successfully the teachings of Kabbalah are those people who are able to put their own sechel aside. And whenever he gets to something that he doesn't understand, he attributes it to his own human lackings. Not that the Sefer is wrong, or not that Chas Shom Hashem is wrong, or but I don't understand. Va'oz yuchal lochovin ma'at meharbe. Then, if a person does that, then they'll be able to understand a fraction of what there is to know. Ve'lirois me'rochoik gedula sabliris barach, and to be able to see from the distance the awesome greatness of Hashem, asher ein cheker litvunosoi, where there's no level of depth of understanding that can comprehend Hashem's understanding. Baruch Hashem.